Instincts on Rampage, balk at investigation.
Okay, so that's what I need to understand. The minute an instinct is probed, whether I'm aware of it or not, I balk. You ever hear that when someone says, you always talk to me that way. You're always beating me down. You're always not letting me tell you how I feel. You never let me tell you, be okay with my feelings. These kinds of statements spur an instinctual response. There's always a balk. What do you mean always? What do you mean never? You don't really hear those words, but you respond to those words. So when you hear those words, redirect them. Say, you know, never's a big word. And always is a really big word, and it makes me want to respond in a violent way to you. And then you have an opportunity to dismantle that word. Maybe they can say, well, you know what? Lately you've been doing that, or I've noticed that before. And then it's something that I can deal with. When you say always and never, it is a fight. Now we're going to fight, and I'm going to justify that fight because you said always or never. And you put me in a category of basically being a bad person all the time. The minute that happens, an instinct's going to come out. So it tells me instincts balk at an investigation, and it's a perverse soul sickness. So what is it? Let's say that you, be an alcoholic, drug addict, or traumatized human being, are hypersensitive and have warped instincts. What's going to trigger your instinct? Finances, bad lack of money, which I'm sure nobody ever has experienced. But if you be an alcoholic or a drug addict, it's not like average people. When average people get broke, they get tight, they get uptight, they get a little bit worried. When an alcoholic or a drug addict gets broke, it's pushing a shopping cart and I'm homeless and I have nothing left and I'm already there. Well, I'm pulling my Mercedes in the driveway and I'm late on the payment. But I'm already in the shopping cart. That's where it goes. Now, that's severities. That's erratic emotions. Those are called victim, being the victim of erratic emotions. They're too intense. They're not appropriate for the situation.